Good afternoon. This is Mark Cole with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, August 6th. The grains closed mixed with December corn up a penny, closing at 385 and a quarter. November beans down 8¾ cents, closing at 893 and a half. In December wheat up 17 and a half cents, closing at 597 and a quarter. This morning we did issue a recommendation to our customers to sell more wheat at 598. We got up to 598¾ in the last minute, so we were able to sell some wheat there. The recommendation in Kansas City was 614 and a half. We got there in the last minute, got up to 615. So we're using this rally to sell more wheat here. The beans, let's start with the wheat. Wheat was higher as the funds continue to buy. Adder, they're pretty long position in here. They've got to be close to, 70,000-80,000 contracts now, somewhere in that range. Obviously, the dry conditions around the world keep pushing this thing higher. We've got resistance at that 613, which was that bump up we had in December wheat last week when that erroneous report came out from Bloomfield, or Bloomberg rather. So that'll offer some resistance up here. I think it's too early in the month to be looking at new highs. So, you know, we could have another 2 or 3 weeks of this without too much trouble. I just don't know how high we're going to go with the dollar strong back over 95 cents here. No evidence so far that Egypt has bought any U.S. wheat or is going to. But I think once we see that, then the market can move, take another jump higher. The beans down 8¾ cents. The rains pressured the market a little bit from the dollar. The rains weren't, you know, widely spread, but Kansas, Nebraska, Iowa, most of Iowa, southern Wisconsin, northern Illinois, all got good rains. Not a bad close considering the amount of rain in August. You would think rains in August could have put this market down hard, but we're already pretty cheap and we have pretty good evidence that demand is pretty strong out here. The export inspections for the wheat were 345, corn 1.3, beans 893. So we had good demand for the beans, good demand for the corn, the wheat still is light. Again, we need to see some evidence that the Egyptians are buying in here. That's really about it. If you have any questions, the corn. Corn was up mainly in sympathy with the wheat. We've got the resistance at 390. If we close over that, then I think we'll take a quick shot at $4. I do believe it's going to be pretty tough for corn to close over $4 anytime soon. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.